I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Scottish Suns Football Podcast. We're looking ahead to a busy weekend with Scottish Cup quarter-final, Premiership and Championship action. I'm Roger Hannan, and I'm joined today by our King of the Tipsters, Jim Delahunt. Jim, it all starts Saturday lunchtime at Ibrox. Gary Harkin says he's never played this team before, but for the benefit of doubt, it's Rangers, Championship leaders, against the Dundee side, top six in the Prem. Who's favourites?
Well, Rangers are going to be favourites despite the fact they're in the Championship, Roger. Dundee, personally, I think have a better chance to win this game than Rangers, but Rangers will be favourites with the bookies because they're at home, because they're a big club. And Paul Hartley has certainly set the cat amongst the pigeons by saying that he's going to rest players against Celtic to play Rangers on Saturday. So he really does fancy his chances of a cup shock. He calls himself favourites on Saturday, but as we've just discussed, the bookies think Rangers are the favourites, and that's how the prices are going to be priced up on Saturday.
Paul Hartley must love this, because as a former Celtic player, he would be getting plenty of stick at Ibrox. There's not a Rangers fan in the place, so look at him. They'll all be looking at Gary Harkins over what he said, and Darren O'Dea over that title-stripping chat.
Gary Harkins is going to take all the stick on Saturday, and as you say, Roger, Darren O'Dea is going to take plenty of stick as well. In terms of the football match, I think once the game starts, it's going to be very, very interesting indeed. I think Dundee fancy their chances here, and I think Dundee might just get a result.
If Dundee are to win it, Jim, are the goals likely to come from Kane Hemmings, 20 for the season, former Rangers player, Rory Loy, former Rangers player, and Greg Stewart, a Rangers target for the summer?
Yeah, very much so. Greg Stewart, a player that Rangers have coveted for quite a while. I think they probably will get him in the end, as they proved with Michael Halloran at St Johnstone. If the goals are going to be coming on Saturday, I think you're right. The players you have mentioned, Roger, are the players that we have to be looking at in terms of who's going to score on Saturday at Ibrox.
You touched on Halloran there. He obviously is cup tied, can't play. Billy yep. King, cup tied, can't play. Is that a setback for Rangers? Or do they have enough firepower in Miller, Mackay, Clark and Harry Forrester, who scored in each of the last two games?
I think Kenny Miller proved at Queen of the South the other day that he can really pull it out when he really wants to, and he can really help Rangers when they need a player. And he's 36 plus, but he's a big player for Rangers. He's still a big player for Rangers. He can still do it for Rangers. I think that if Rangers are going to win on Saturday, then they need a player like Kenny Miller to pull something out of the bag, because I just think that Dundee may well have their measure on Saturday.
Mixed results for Rangers this season against Premiership teams, Jim. Lost to St Johnstone,
yep.
Drew with Killy, then beat Killy. Is this Dundee game another litmus test of what Rangers will face next season?
It's a massive test for Rangers. I've already said that I think Dundee will win the game. I've put my neck on the line there. But it is a big test for Rangers. They have come up against one or two good sides this season in terms of Premiership quality. They maybe haven't cut the mustard in terms of beating St Johnstone, but they have got the better of Kilmarnock over two games, eventually winning in added time down at Rugby Park. It's going to be another tough test for Rangers on Saturday, but they are so far clear in the Championship now that it doesn't really matter, because they are going to win the Championship and they are going to be up in the Premiership next season, taking on good sides. It'll be interesting to see if Mark Warburton, here's one for you, Roger, if Mark Warburton is still there.
Well, that's one we'll have to wait and see for the summer. Like SunSport on Facebook for all the Scottish football latest. But later in the day, Jim, on Saturday, a repeat of last Saturday's league game, Ross County versus Dundee United,
yep.
Up at Dingwall. Neil, our United supporting producer, is heading up all the way to Dingwall.
So he's smiling away there.
You know it's a big game. Can United repeat that shock 3-0 result and get into a Scottish Cup semi-final for Mixu?
I think Dundee United have come good just at the right time this season, Roger, and I think they could probably get a result on Saturday. So it's going to be very interesting indeed. Ross County, they're in a cup final already. They're looking forward to that. They're watching Hibs basically go down the toilet at the moment, and they are very hopeful of getting a result in that. But I just have a feeling that Dundee United could get the result that they want on Saturday and march on to a cup final of their own.
Does this matter for Ross County? They're in this cup final, as we see, this League Cup final following Sunday against Hibs Gym. Big win at Kilmarnock in midweek to cement them in that top six. They'll have ambitions of staying in that top six. Is the Scottish Cup for once this season, is it just going to be an add-on, something they don't need to prioritise?
Well, if I was a player or a manager or a coach at Ross County, I'd be very happy with the way the season's gone. This weekend would be a major bonus if they were to get through into another round of the Cup. But I've just got a feeling, Roger, on this occasion that they may have to give way to a team who, obviously depending on what happens midweek against Aberdeen, a team who look as if they are very much on the upgrade.
What's made the difference for Dundee United? I saw them recently when they beat Kilmarnock 5-1. They didn't really kick on from then. They had a couple of sloppy results afterwards, but suddenly the 3-0 at Dingwall out the blue. And although they're 8 points behind Kilmarnock at the foot of the table, they've got two games in hand. The first one against Aberdeen Wednesday night, we are recording this Wednesday during the day. They've got chances to make up for what's been a lamentable first three quarters of the season.
I was working for television the day that they won against Kilmarnock at Tannadice, and that was a tremendous performance. As you say, Roger, they then had a couple of games where you thought, well, where is the team that beat Kilmarnock? I think Dundee United, for some reason, maybe it's because the chairman came out and said, you're all a bunch of useless, overpaid whatevers, and they've suddenly come, and they've suddenly come good. And I fancy Dundee United to finish the season in some style.
If United stay up, surely Stephen Thompson won't take credit, Jim, for that that website address to his players?
He certainly should not take credit for that, but my goodness, what a difference it's made. It seems, Roger.
Double Dunton Sunday as well, Jim, starting high noon at Celtic Park. Celtic favourites for the Cup, at home to Morton, rank outsiders for the Cup.
Yep.
It should be reasonably straightforward. But everyone said that a couple of years ago when Alan Moore's Morton went and knocked Neil Lennon's Celtic out of the League Cup.
It should be a very straightforward task for Celtic, and I have to say, Roger, I will not be tipping a big outsider win on Sunday. I think Morton are a very good side. I think they played particularly well in recent matches, but I really think on Sunday that Celtic have far too much. They've got so much at stake, and I think they'll win that game with a couple of goals in hand, without a doubt.
Ronnie Dyla's season, it seems to swing back and forth. You know, one week he's terrific, the next week he's terrible. If Ronnie Dyla comes out this season with a League and Scottish Cup double, Jim, he surely has to be credited.
He has to be credited, but the problem for Ronnie Dyla is he set himself up, Roger, for a treble. He said all along that Celtic were going to win the treble. They cannot now win the treble for obvious reasons. They can win a double. They're totally capable of winning a double. I now think they will win the league. I did think that Aberdeen had a chance, but I think they've blown that opportunity. Celtic will win the league. The Cup is a completely different story. Obviously, I think they will beat Morton at the weekend, but who knows who they'll draw in the next round? Who knows how that game might go? Yes, you're right, he has to be credited if he gets a double, but is he going to get a double? We don't know, because we just do not know how the cup draw is going to go for him. I think they'll beat Morton. They'll certainly be in the next round, but will he get a decent draw that allows him to go on and win the cup? Who knows?
Young Kieran Tierney in the newspapers on the day of the league game, speaking warmly about the advice, the encouragement he's had from Emilio Izaguirre. He's taken Izaguirre's Celtic shirt. Do you expect Tierney to get a nod from Gordon Strachan for these upcoming international games, Jim?
An interesting one, and I think you're probably right pushing me in that direction, because I think he will get the nod and at least be in the squad and at least maybe get 10 minutes in one of these internationals. He's a lovely player. He really impresses me. I think it's quite right that Ronnie Dyla has put him in there in front of Izaguirre. I think he's a very good young player. I think that the Celtic fans really like him. And I think, yes, you're right, I think he'll get an odd into the international squad, and I think he'll get 10 minutes just to break him in.
It would be wrong to look at this Celtic-Morton game without a word for Jim Duffy. Brought Morton up into the Championship. At no stage this season have they looked as if they were going to be sucked into a relegation issue. He has won at Easter Road emphatically. He has had a draw at Ibrox. Every time you see Morton, impressed with the way they play, he deserves his big cup day out at Celtic Park in front of the TV cameras.
He certainly deserves it. He's a great coach. He's been down there with Chelsea and Norwich. He's been there with Hearts and Hibs. He's doing a fantastic job at Morton. I rate Jim Duffy very much indeed. I think that Jim Duffy could take Morton into a playoff place. He actually admitted this for the first time the other day, Roger, that he thought that Morton could be in a playoff place. Now, I know that other clubs like Raith Rovers, Queen of the South, St Mirren will have something to say about that, but Morton have every chance of being in a playoff place this season. And yes, this cup tie is massive for them at the weekend. They need to get this out of the way, move on, get back to league business, but I would not rule them out from a playoff place at all.
Keep bang up to date with Scottish football by following Sun Sport on Twitter. Last of the four quarter finals again live in the box, Hibernian, without a cup since 1902, at home to the holders, Inverness Cali Thistle. And when the draw was made, Jim, and Hibs get past Arsenal and they realised they were at home to Cali.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thistle, it looked a cracking contest, maybe even Hibs' favourites. But since then, Hibs are going downhill quicker than Christian Nadi on a tee tray.
They really are going downhill quicker than, as you say, Roger. But, oh, goodness me, I think that Hibs might just pull something out the bag at the weekend. I've not been impressed by Inverness this season. Hibs have been extremely disappointing in the last three league games. They have this cup final to look forward to. They've got a serious chance against Inverness, and they might just get through and might just surprise a few people. They haven't suddenly become a bad team overnight. They've had a few bad results in the league, but I think they will be focusing their minds between now and the weekend, and they will get it right against Inverness. Yes, John Hughes will want to get everything right for Inverness after their 1-1 draw with Dundee last week. I think that Hibs might just put Inverness out of the cup.
I was talking to someone last night after Hibs' defeat in Dumfries. They've now lost Morton, Dumbarton, yep, Queen of the South. And I'm just making the point, it probably doesn't make too much of a difference to Hibernian's season, because they were always second favourites to Rangers in the Championship. They've lost three games, they're still second favourite to Rangers in the Championship. It would be far more costly to Alan Stubbs had they lost to Inverness this weekend and are out the Scottish, yep, Cup, and then lost to Ross County in a League Cup final. That could blow apart their season. They've maybe got their bad performances out the way, and they can still bounce back against the two Highland teams in the two cup competitions.
You could be right, Roger. I don't want to repeat myself. I do think they will beat Inverness at the weekend, despite recent league results. But interesting you bring up the playoff situation, because they're sitting between themselves and Falkirk. They are going to finish second and third. No matter what order, they're going to finish second and third. There's then going to be, as we said in the last few minutes, there's going to be St Mirren, Morton, Raith Rovers or Queen of the South behind them. So they are guaranteed a playoff. They can now relax in the league. They've had their bad results. They can relax in the league knowing that they're going to be in a playoff situation. They can go and win a cup. They can go and possibly win another cup. They can certainly get to the next round of another cup. And I think that Hibs could still have a fantastic season despite the last three results.
That's a Scottish Cup cover. Two games in the league. We touched on Hibs there. Hearts are on league duty again. Home to Partick Thistle. Decent win Tuesday night at home to Cali Thistle. They're edging closer to Aberdeen. There's no way Robbie Nielsen's team could finish second, is there, Jim?
I wouldn't have thought so, Roger. I would think that Aberdeen would finish second in the long run, but Hearts are playing extremely well. They're playing some very good football indeed. Could they finish second? You pose a very interesting question. I would say no. I think Aberdeen will keep it going. They'll finish second. They're boasting this week about winning all the big games. They're not winning the key games that gets them extra, yeah, 3 points, yeah, but they're winning all the big games. I think they'll probably finish second. But Hearts, my goodness, if you'd said at the start of the season Hearts would finish third after just being promoted, and a comfortable third at that, not just scraping third, a very comfortable third, you'd been laughed out of town.
When they lost that cup replay to Hibs at Easter Road, I said to someone, I thought their season was in danger just of petering out a little bit, because I didn't see them catching Aberdeen. I didn't see anyone catching them for third place. They were out the two cups. But they've shown a bit of mettle. A win at home to Kilmarnock last Saturday, clean sheet. Win at home to Cali Thistle midweek, clean sheet. If they were to win at home to Partick this Saturday, it's a very tidy week's work for Robbie Neilson.
It's a very good week's work. And of course, he just signed a new 2.5-year deal as well as the Hearts manager, and well deserved, despite the fact that when we played golf one day, he beat me by one shot. But we won't go into that. We'll talk about that another time. But no, Robbie Neilson's done a fantastic job at Hearts. He's still doing a fantastic job at Hearts. Everybody thought that Craig Levein was calling all the shots and Robbie was just a stooge. Robbie seems to have proved himself as the head coach and doing a terrific job. They're going to finish third, and well done to them.
And he keeps tweaking the squad. You know, there's a few changes here in January again. John Souter in, Don Cowie in, Abiola Dowda in. Last night they added a young American defender who'd been out of contract, Perry Kitchen. It keeps turning over players and just incrementally almost improving that hard squad for the future.
The only thing I'd say, Roger, and I'm sure you've thought of this as well, Ann Budge is very, very big on budgets and very, very big on finance. Do you not think they've got too many players?
Yeah, listen, it's an argument, but they do seem to ship them out as well. You think of Margaro Gomez off to Motherwell, Billy King off to Rangers. You know, they're getting taken off the wage bill as new guys are coming in. You wonder, Stephen Thompson at United always bangs on that they've got the third highest wage bill, presumably behind Celtic and Aberdeen, you would think. So maybe Hearts' budget isn't that high. And if there's one lady who's going to keep an eye on the pounds, shillings and pence, I think it may well be Anne.
Oh, between Anne and Leigh-Ann Dempster, they've certainly got Edinburgh tied up in terms of finance, and they're doing tremendous jobs at both Hibs and Hearts. Going back to my point there, I just think Hearts have got an awful lot of players, and an awful lot of players don't get a regular game. I just wonder if that's good for morale in terms of the team and the squad. It'll be very interesting. I'm sure, like you sort of alluded there, to come the summer, they will trim everything back. But just for me at the moment, too many players, and the team changes too often.
Mm-hmm. You can watch the goals from all the big SPFL games on the website at thescottishsun.co.uk/sport. I know you're a regular at Hamilton Racecourse, just along the road at New Douglas Park. There's a bit of a race going on there. Hamilton and Motherwell both desperately trying to pull away from that relegation playoff place. They meet in a rearranged derby on Saturday afternoon. Yep. How do you see that going, Jim?
That's an interesting one. If you gave me a pound, I know you won't, but if you gave me a pound, I would put it on Motherwell. I think Motherwell can get the better of Hamilton in this game at the weekend. I've already touched on the fact that I think Kilmarnock are in big trouble down at the bottom there. I think Motherwell will not want to be in the situation they were in last year. Yes, they beat Rangers 6-1 in aggregate in terms of the playoff, but I don't think they'll want to be in that situation again, and I'm pretty convinced that Mark McGee will not allow them to be in that situation again.
A reasonably emphatic win against Partick Thistle at the weekend lifted them up to 8th. Another one, if they were to win at Hamilton at the weekend, you can almost see clear blue water between them and the likes of Kelly and Aki's down there.
Very much so. I think it's a massive weekend for Motherwell. If they get the win, I'm not saying they would take their foot off the pedal, and I'm not saying they would take their foot off the gas, but I think if they got the win at the weekend, that would probably be enough to make sure that they were not in any kind of playoff situation. Obviously, Dundee United are coming good at the right time, as I've said already in this podcast. Kilmarnock are struggling badly at the wrong time, as we've also said already here this afternoon. But I think Motherwell, if they get the win at the weekend, that would just put them, as you say, clear blue water between themselves and others. But then again, Roger, you could say the same about Hamilton.
Well, that's true. The one thing I was going to say in Motherwell's favour, Jim, just to back your point, we always talk about goal scorers, Lee Griffiths, Adam Rooney, Kane Hemmings. Very quietly, Louis Mould has scored 16 goals in his first season.
I like him.
For Motherwell. That is the one thing Hamilton lack. Yeah. A guy who's going to come in and get you 12 or 15 or 16 goals in this top flight.
I really like Moult. I've been impressed with him every time I've seen him. I had this discussion quite recently with a few people. I think he's a player. I know he's come from lower leagues, etc., but I think he's a player. He's been a massive, massive player for Motherwell. And as you say, if Hamilton had a Moult, or even a McDonald, who maybe hasn't scored as many goals as he should have done, they'd be in a different situation.
And Mo, I mean, you say lower league, came from Wrexham where he'd scored goals in the conference. A good upbringing though as a kid at Stoke City, you know, he's learned well.
He certainly has, and he's certainly putting that to good use. And Motherwell are reaping the benefits, Roger.
Like SunSport on Facebook for all the Scottish football latest. Reduced championship card at the weekend with the likes of Rangers and Hibernian and Morton and Scottish Cup due to the outstanding fixture at the Falkirk Stadium. Falkirk at home to rock bottom Alloa. It looks like a home banker, Jim. If it goes with that, Falkirk get the 3 points, they're above Hibs into second.
They are, and I think they will get the 3 points, Roger. I think they played very well against St Mirren the other night without winning. I'm told it was a decent performance by both sides, but I think Falkirk will definitely get the better of Alloa, and they will be in a very good position indeed, with Hibs on cup duty, of course.
All the plaudits for Falkirk last season were Scottish Cup related, getting to Hampden, so unlucky that day of the final against Inverness, Cali Thistle. League-wise, they didn't make the playoffs. They only finished fifth. What does that say about the work Peter Houston's done this season, that they've gone from fifth and outside the playoffs to the possibility of second place and home advantage in a playoff semi-final?
Peter Houston's done a fantastic job at Falkirk. I don't think we even need to debate that. He's doing an absolutely terrific job there. He's got them into a great position. Would it make that much difference if they finished second or third? Yes, it makes a slight difference in terms of how the playoff fixtures go, but I think they'll be happy to finish second or third. They are going to finish second or third, and who knows, Falkirk in the Premiership next season?
You never know, and we always love a goal scorer, as we always say, and our pal John Baird, he socialises with us at the end of every season, Jim. He's had a good campaign for Falkirk again and got himself another new contract.
Terrific campaign, a very good professional as well, and will continue to score goals for Falkirk. Who knows, Baird, even at his age, could he get a wee transfer somewhere?
You never know. Certainly it's as likely as a miner's a drink, Jim, I would say. Jim, we look forward to another great weekend of football. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Roger.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.